then I keep repeating it. If you miss a key point of the sentence, the rest will be senseless and you will not understand it properly. I'll try my best, but remember that English language is not my strong language. If I want to write one English word down, no doubt, in my mind, I pronounce it in French or Italian. Then I write it down. I cannot do it in English, because in French and Italian, I find it much, much easier. So there are times that I think about in those languages. The word was realm, I believe.
Realm?
Realm.
Realm.
Realm. Realm. Realm, or whatever. I cannot pronounce it properly, because for me, ça c'est réel. It is in French. My brain is in French, and I learned it in France. That's the point. The first foreign language I ever studied was French. Maybe the only one. Anyhow, here we start with these stories. We'll identify these stories. But here the stories are simple. Even you can find it maybe with a little bit of effort. Later you will see that it goes more complicated, because this is the way he goes. He wants to talk about something. That something is in his mind, and the subject is very clear. Okay, for the major part of this stuff he wants to express, he will choose and a story. He will not create the stories. The stories he really made are very limited in this book. The stories are mainly in two books. Three. No, two. First is the Holy Book. When I say Holy Book for a Muslim, it's Torah, Bible, and Quran. Because it's the same stories. The stories keep repeating and complementing each other. If you want to study Moses, one of the sources is Quran. So, for him, is that holy version of the stories, which is very important. It's so important that in this opening in Arabic, he cannot really avoid bringing in the, when he talks about the infidel, and nonsense people who are not going to understand anything of this, he will say the Pharaonic one, the people like Pharaoh. Because Tafarun in Arabic language means arrogance. The name of that guy, Pharaoh, is the base, the root for arrogance, for selfishness and all that. So, he will choose one story, but the story maybe will not do it. He will cut the story in pieces, and whenever he needs another argument, he simply brings in that argument with one little story, with one example, with one hint towards the next step, and sometimes just with one word. He will write down in prayer. Then, yes, he starts as a prayer, then he will bring in the thing that he wanted to say. Then he goes back to the story. So the beginning and the end of the story are easy to be found. Ending, not really, because at the end, normally there are some additional trick to the story. In book one, it's not a lot, but later you will see that suddenly he will talk about some Quranic verses. He will quote some hadith, some of these things that they are saying, that once upon a time maybe Muhammad did this or said this, and things like that, which looks like the religious tendency of Rumi is giving in. It looked like that to me. When I started to see it this way, and I tried to identify the main stories to see how it is organizing the subject, I realized that at the end of the story, suddenly he talks about some religious stuff, something like that. And at the time, to me, it was normal, because I was still young and influenced by left movement and materialism, dialectic, and stuff like that. And looking at Rumi, one of the pictures to me was a mullah. Anyhow, he was a judge in court of religion, and he was a guy like that. So I thought, okay, yes, here he somehow goes to that. After being trapped in a serious conversation in France with some colleagues about some other part of philosophy, suddenly I realized that there should be something else there, because over there, somebody was attacking this book that, look at this guy. This guy didn't start it with Quran verses like the others. But now you're telling us that he finishes his story with that. So he was not a very honest guy. So not starting with the Bismillah at the beginning was somehow a show off me. And that I couldn't swallow, because I could accept some tendencies as a human weakness, but I really loved this master, and it made me go back and look at it again and again. Then I found it. It was very easy. What do a good teacher do when he finishes one topic? Normally, you tell me. You said, you know, the teachers, they behave like what? You?
Summary.
Summary. Yes, a summary is a part of it. Summary is the conclusion, isn't it? If you don't come to the conclusion, you don't have the summary, your job is not really done. It doesn't need a good teacher to do that. Every teacher will do that. Because you have the summary in mind when you start the conversation, don't you? You want to say something, you bring the stories, blah, 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 blah. The summary, you say what you wanted to say. Isn't that how it happens? You have it. A good teacher finishes a topic. Then what? Next topic?
Introduces the next topic.
Oh, no. At the end of the good books, you find what?
References.
References that if you want to study more this subject, go and read this and that and that and that. And the references at his time are the holy books only. And the books which are talking about the saints and Muhammad and all that. That's why he brings it at the end of the stories. Not now, later you will see it, inshallah. But now let's talk about the beginning. The beginning is the fantastic one. Because Rumi has decided to talk about these seven cities. It's amazing that they call them cities, because of the meaning of that. Shahr. Shahr means city. But it's much more than that. They call it seven cities of love, haft shahr-ish, or seven stages of improvement to become al-insan al-kamil, means the complete al-insan al-kamil. Means complete human being. Kamil means complete, perfect, and insan is insan. That's the way that Ibn Arabi refers to him, and Aziz al-Din Nasafi refers to him. Anyhow, he wants to write 6 books because these 7 stages, you know about them. The first one is yearning, the second is love, the third one is knowledge, 4th is enrichment, 5th is unity, unification, or something like that, and the 6th,
bewilderment.
The 7th has a double name, yin and yang are together or other, it's father, fana, not having, not being.